motion to deal with other parliamentary. I just need to indicate that quite briefly, on the 14th, we have postponed an inquiry into the academic qualification for the chairperson of the SABC, Mrs. Zandile Shabalala, and the postponement was then given this date. So in other words, today, honourable members, this meeting has been scheduled to inquire into the matter of the academic qualifications for the chairperson of the SABC board. However, on the 22nd of October 2014, Mrs. Chabalala's legal representative served a notice of motion on the following: the Speaker of the National Assembly, the Portfolio Committee on Communications, the President of the Republic of South Africa, and the Minister of Communications. The notice of motions, honourable members, that notice of motion requested the Western Cape High Court to dedicate whether the proceedings before this committee, in terms of the act that we're utilising, Section 15, capital A, of the Broadcasting Act 4 of 1999, to indicate whether is it a disciplinary hearing or not. So that is the issue. The second issue, they wanted a postponement to postpone the committee process until finalization of the nature of the inquiry, you know, in terms of what the issue have indicated. So now I need to emphasize, honourable members, that the judge appreciates the urgency of this matter and that it is in the public interest to hear the matter as expeditiously as is possible. The matter will be before court on Monday, the 3rd of November, 2014. I really believe that it has been given the necessary prioritization that it requires. On the 23rd of October 2014, the judge ruled that we may not proceed with the meeting until the court has decided whether the inquiry as provided for in Section 15A of the Broadcasting Act is or is not a disciplinary hearing. Until the High Court, until the High Court has ruled on the matter, we as a portfolio committee cannot proceed on the matter concerning the academic qualifications of the chairperson of the SABC board. So what I need to indicate to the members is that since we are exempted and we have a business that is taking place in the chamber, I will request the members to also go back into the chamber so that we proceed with the business of Parliament. Again, I would like to thank the portfolio committee members for their dedication and patience on dealing with this matter. In respect of the judiciary, honourable members, this meeting is closed.